I was working for a big Porsche dealership and they had shut it down. So I was sitting at home for the first time in since I was 12 years old. So I found it very mentally challenging. This is a gift to have this time. So what I do with it is going to be important.
And when you're making like £100,000 a year, then you're well and truly in the rat race. How did you feel when the bookings started coming in and you were seeing these like really high nightly rate bookings?
I couldn't believe it.
That was financial freedom from one deal. How did you manage to get a normal kind of average sort of house, but get so much money through Airbnb? Patricia Masuda, welcome to Winners on a Wednesday.
Thank you for having me, Samuel.
This has been so long overdue because you've had battles with divorce and legal things and all kinds of ish stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're finally here. So we're going to hear the successes, but also some of the horror stories and mess ups and draw lessons from that, if that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. Thank you.
And do you know what, though? There's a lot of wins. So respect.
Thank you.
Because you've worked so hard for the last half a decade. And I can't wait to draw out and reminisce. And now we're working really closely together. So firstly, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tell your story at Crash Courses sometimes because I remember, I don't know what year it was. What year was it when you first sent me messages on Instagram?
2020.
2020. In lockdown.
In lockdown.
Wow. So tell me what happened.
Well, I was working for a big Porsche dealership and they had shut it down and they were just doing skeletal staff. So I was sitting at home for the first time and since I was 12 years old, I was always working. So I found it very sort of a little bit mentally challenging to sit there and not do anything. And I really knew that this is a gift to have this time. So what I do with it is going to be important.
And lockdown. So you were working. What were you making in your job?
In Canadian dollars. Yeah. So, probably about $200,000 Canadian.
Oh, so that's good salary.
It was a really great, lucrative, fun, amazing job.
I didn't know that. I just assumed that you were working in car sales. So you were probably on like 30, 40 grand a year or something.
So not for a Porsche dealership and not as a finance manager. Mm. So, and I'd been in the business for over 20 years. So.
People like you though, in that situation are actually the most trapped because when you're making, is that £200,000 as well?
No, so it impounds what, £100,000?
Okay, but still, good salary.
Yes.
But when you're making like £100,000 a year, then you're well and truly in the rat race because you can't really get into property very easily because to replace your income is going to be quite a lot of property.
Yeah.
So maybe lockdown and having a bit of time to think was the best thing ever.
100%.
I remember you just messaging me. I think from memory, you were like, does serviced accommodation work in Canada? And I want to get into property. And I tried to sell you because I was thinking there's no way you're going to come from Canada to a crash course for one day.
I was considering it. I was really like putting down the numbers and travel plans and how can I fly into Heathrow and fly back.
At the last crash course we did, there was someone from literally Australia. I don't know if you were there.
No.
Someone came from Australia.
Oh my gosh.
There was people from Dubai coming for a £1 one day crash course.
Well, that's how much it's worth, right?
Yeah.
Like it is that valuable, your crash course.
And I was just like, wow. And it puts pressure on me because now I'm like, man, I've got to deliver good today. People come from Australia, but everyone's always happy because I do not hold back and I give everything. But I always feel if people are from like really far away, like Canada, I'll normally say, look, why don't you consider? Because the course that I tried to sell you was the advanced 1995 and you were like, and then I downsold you the 995 4-week online.
Yes, which was amazing.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. So first off, I didn't think that we would even be able to communicate with you because I thought that you would be too busy. So I actually, when I Instagrammed you, I didn't even think that that was you responding, but it definitely 100% was. But it was so cool because
I'm sure I was voice noting you, know? You were voice noting me. Maybe I was texting back.
Yeah. But I'm like, this is so crazy. So so that was just very touching that you would spend that kind of time with me. And then if you're doing that with me, you're probably doing it with so many other people too. And you do 100% even to this day.
I try my best.
I know. It's very impressive.
Even if someone's not invested, if someone messages my Instagram, I'll normally respond anyway. But if someone's invested, now it's like, right, now we're serious.
So I was very excited. We got our weekly Zooms with you, the whole class. I think there was about 60 people.
Yeah.
And I remember by the end of the 4 weeks, about half of them had dropped off of the Zooms. And most of the women We're still there though.
Wow.
I remember noting that because I always kind of pay attention to where women are because the car business is predominantly male dominated.
Right.
So I always have like a little like side vision of where the women are at.
Mm.
I was really impressed with that. And I remember you were saying that, you know, property doesn't care if you're a man or a woman, if you're old or young, like the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah.
So they don't care about that kind of stuff. And I loved that. So
there's something about online though. I love online training, but I feel when people invest and they're in person, they can't slip out the room. Because I'll go drag them, bring them back.
Right.
So you went through the online training. You loved it. You then came and met me in person.
In person.
Did I recognize you when you came?
You did.
Of course. Of course. And then what happened?
So I went to a crash course and there was hundreds of people at the Ibis. It was the one crash course you were allowed to do. Then you had to pivot for that second one. You made it virtual or you had like all the equipment set up and everything.
That was a nightmare. That was horrible.
But you did it, man.
You made it
work. You didn't let any of us down. Yeah. You still performed, right?
Yeah, I did. It was a really interesting time because the police were telling us we couldn't do stuff and we couldn't. And it was so stressful.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really tried. And I remember... Talk to me about, because your first property that you brought to me, I think you might have been the serviced accommodation intensive, but one of the advanced programs. And I remember, and you might remember the story slightly differently, so we'll get through it. But I remember we looked at this property and it was in the Lake District and big 5-bedroom property. And you were saying, oh, Samuel, I'm getting this. What are you thinking? Will this work? And I said to you, yeah, I think it's going to work. I reckon, you know what, you could probably get about £250 a night for this. And you're like, okay. And then you like quit your job and moved. And then I'm feeling like a bit of pressure. Because when people move house, you know what I mean? You're now in the academy.
Yeah.
You're well invested. You're in a good job. I'm feeling a bit of pressure. And when the property went live, I was your first guest.
You were my first guest. You, Amanda, your three kids before Joseph was born. Jessica was just born.
Do you know why I was your first guest? Because I just wanted to give you a good start. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I thought that I'll leave a review. I'll come down and leave a good start. But the thing that shocked me the most when I came down was, number one, how incredible the property was.
Oh,
I think, did you have a hot tub or a swim spa or something?
Hot tub.
You had a hot tub. The way you'd done it, I was like, wow. And then obviously we met afterwards and your calendar was booked out and you were getting like £500-700.
It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
I was so relieved. I was like...
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, Patricia, you might not understand. When people invest in training, I got a weight on responsibility on my shoulders.
Because
if someone spends thousands of pounds, especially like you, moves country and then gets a deal, like I'm probably almost as invested, if not more, as the students are sometimes. I'm like, this has to work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I could feel that. I could feel your support. I could feel that you really wanted to make sure that I succeeded.
And also your partner at the time was like a big dude.
Yeah.
Bit of a thug.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of him, you know? You know? But that was just epic. So tell me about that property. How did you manage to get a normal kind of average sort of house, but get so much money? Through Airbnb?
It's through the training. So first off, at the very beginning, I got it for $30,000 below market value.
Boom!
I know. And I never would have known that that is something that could happen, especially in Canada where everybody's outbidding each other.
Right.
So it was not even, you know, imaginable for me. But because of your training, I was taught you go in low, go in embarrassingly low, but in a very respectful way where it's not offensive, but it's a little bit sheepish and kind. And either they take it or they don't, right? Mm. So the very first purchase experience that I've had basically paid back the Academy membership, right?
Right.
So
that's great though.
Right?
And that's, do you know what's so interesting? You say that. I mean, a lot of people say like, oh, the Academy is really expensive. It's £12,000. In property, that's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money. If you're successful and if you apply your lessons, then people in the Academy, because I talk to the people in the Academy all day, every day as part of my role in your company, and nobody ever says that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much now because they're taking action and it's just coming back so quickly for them. But I also remind them, don't think of it as like, oh, I need to get my investment back out. Your investment is your education. You're going to have that for life.
Right.
Right?
It's true. So, actually, when you go to university, your friends and family aren't saying to you after 3 months of being at uni, have you made the money back yet? It's like, no, this is my education. This is for long term.
Yeah.
But with the Academy, it is kind of learn and earn at the same time.
Right.
And you got that property pretty quickly as well. You were like, bat, bat, bat.
Oh my gosh, I was doing viewings while in Canada, right? My in-laws were walking around with FaceTiming the property and everything. And then, so it was amazing. You know, you could put an offer in on an email. It could, you can't do that kind of stuff in Canada, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which is why that if I really wanted to grow in property, I had to be in this country to do it.
How did you feel when the bookings started coming in and you were seeing these like really high nightly rate bookings and your diary was all getting booked up? Like, because I remember that was financial freedom from one deal.
Yep, it was.
How did you feel from that?
I was beside myself. I couldn't believe it. I just worked so hard and did everything that I was taught, made the listing really beautiful, sure, and it just needed to have, so it was beautiful, but then the customer service also had to be there.
Yeah.
And so I was very like personable with the clients, bottles of Prosecco when they get there, that kind of stuff, checking in on them beforehand, while they're afterwards, just like little WhatsApp messages. So we were friends.
You know what? You were so good at managing that property. I even gave you one of my mansions.
Oh, remember? Oh yes. I thought Mulberry. You said mansions. Mansions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mulberry, I know. We were walking around doing the ACVP.
And I'll tell you what happened with that. For anyone who's thinking, what do you mean one of your mansions? So I was living in a rented house at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the house that we're in right now, beautiful house. I was renting it and I was wanted to buy it. And I was going through the sales process of buying it. But in my back of my mind, I was thinking, I've got such a good deal on this house. I've got a feeling that the seller's going to pull out. I don't think they're going to sell it to me. And I thought, if they kick me out as a tenant and don't sell it to me, oh my gosh, I'm screwed. Because I didn't have so I rented a big, beautiful mansion, Mulberry House,
mm-hmm.
as my backup house. I think we were paying like 10 grand a month from Bovingdon's, bang. So that was my backup house. But then my house did complete. So now I got this spare house. That's what happened. I got this spare house. And you were there because I was doing a bit of training from it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that was when I said to you, do you want to just run this as an Airbnb? And that was fun. Bovingdon's didn't like it. Oh, wow. They're all good. They're still friends with me.
They're lovely too. They are so yeah.
good. Shout out Rob from Bovingdon's. He's left now, but he's my running partner. He's my running partner now.
He's really nice.
But that's the thing. I think success breeds success, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. When people see you doing good, like when I saw you with Mulberry House, now I'm like, oh, I want to give you. And then you got a property. Where was your rent to rent in the Lake District?
So the rent to rent was actually just outside of Preston, between like Preston and Southport.
And what was it?
It was a 7-bed Grade 2 listed farmhouse. A
big party house thing.
Giant, beautiful. I couldn't have dreamt of a better, more beautiful property. The owners were amazing. They were moving out to Australia. And they were really savvy, business savvy. So they got the idea very quickly and they were sold. I had to have a little sit down with their neighbor because their neighbor was concerned and won him over.
That's important when you go to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your type of properties that you've done have been party houses a little bit, maybe.
Well, I call them celebration houses.
That's a party house.
We're celebrating.
Yeah,
I mean, when you've got 6-7 bedrooms, you've got a lot of people. You've
had
problems
with the councils and stuff of some of your properties.
Yeah.
And you've had like some issues, which we can maybe talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But during that year, you went on a mad buying spree. You were buying, what were you buying that
okay,
year?
Okay, so refinanced on Earth, or bought a set of derelict barns in the lakes, in a gorgeous, tiny little village. And then ran the numbers, JV'd with a couple partners, and they were going to submit the planning application to turn it into 2 3-bed holiday lets, which it had previous planning approved for. And they had laid down the foundation, but years later, going back and forth with the council, they decided that no, the proof that was laid down beforehand was no longer acceptable. And so we needed to resubmit a brand new application. In the meantime, we also did a land development deal. Nice, beautiful piece of land. Already had planning for 12 houses, putting in an application for 19 houses. So I had an investor because my money was tied up in the barns, right?
Right.
So when you run out of money, you don't stop doing property. You just raise finance.
Yeah.
You bring in investors. You give them a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy. So I brought in a very good friend of mine. Her mind just blew up when I introduced her to all the different formats of opportunities in property. She was doing it old school. She's still a really good friend of mine. And so she was doing old school. She had 5 little flats that she was self-managing, trying to pay off the mortgages. And then I met her because I posted something on Facebook. And I said, hi, I'm here from Canada. If you're a landlord and you'd like some guaranteed rent, let me know. And she was the only person who responded. And she's like, what do you mean? So we hopped on a Zoom, and actually, again, everything is from your training. Instead of trying to sell her a rent-to-rent idea and get her to give it to me, I said, why don't you do it? I wanted to exhaust the options. So she would tell me, no, I don't want to do it. You do it, and for her to sell it to me.
Okay.
Right? So I kept saying, you can do it and I'll help you. You can do it and I'll help you. Follow Samuel Leeds. Look at those YouTube videos. Let me know if you have any questions. You can totally do this on your own. So she was up all night watching your videos, and then she decided, she's been asleep at the wheel, and she now, that was 4 years ago, she now has about 20 properties.
Wow.
She specializes in buy, refer, refinance, HMOs. She purchases all of her properties. She's on fire.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And do you think when you go about trying to help people and using your knowledge to actually help others,
yeah,
there's something reciprocal about it, and you end up being happier, richer, and better yourself.
Well, just from that introduction and to show her the opportunities that were in front of her for property building, like with her whole portfolio, she immediately said, I want a JV with you. I've got cash. Let's buy something. And we were this close to buying a hotel with Evans. He was going to put in some cash too. And she was going to finance it and make me a 50-50 partner. Like, it was just crazy, those opportunities that just get handed to you for just, you know, trying to give a little bit of value and support to other people.
That's absolutely epic. Yeah. And honestly, I remember you were on every mastermind.
Every week.
That's what I call you. Auntie Pat on every mastermind.
By the way, don't call me Auntie Pat.
No, that's just
only
me.
Samuel.
We'll edit that bit. But you honestly, like, even now, you're like a light. Whenever you walk into a room, you light it up. You've had some massive problems though, which I want to talk about, because I want to address some of the issues that you've had. Mainly probably stemming from the separation that you had with a partner.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, and how did that really hurt your business?
Oh my gosh. Oh, it devastated the business. So coupled with the council shutting down Stone Arthur, you know, when you have a life partner.
That was after
partner,
5 years as well, 4 or 5 years.
4 years. Yeah. I mean, and it's just, you know,
Party house.
They didn't like it. And I understand. But yeah, when you have a partner in life and in business, then it's difficult to make your own decisions. And I'm a mature woman, and I've been very successful my whole life. And so to have somebody else chime in and affect my business and my finances, and then my emotions and my mental health was very jarring for me. It was very upsetting. I mean, I called you a few times crying. And
we spoke a lot.
Yeah, and it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, you just don't, you have to kind of step out of your situation to really look at it, because when you're so thick in it, it's hard to decipher who you are. I really lost a big part of who I was.
It's sad that, and it's one of those annoying things. I mean, we could draw lessons from it, but going through a divorce, because you guys were married, is always painful. But then when you've got business, you've got the business together and everything
Businesses,
as well.
Dogs, life, my whole life village is no longer. I mean, so thankfully I leaned heavily on the academy, on the mentors, on you.
I'm still trying to get you to move in my neighborhood.
I know.
We'll get you there. I will get you there. What would you say have been the lessons? Because you've made money, you've lost money. It's been a real roller coaster, but you're doing well, you're happy, and you're not now working in a job, you know? Yeah. You're pretty, well, we'll go into what you're doing now, but I just wanted to kind of draw the lessons from some of the bad things. So if you're going back, you might say, I'd have never married that person, fine. But business-wise, what would you advise if you were like chatting to someone else, your 3-4 year younger self, like what advice would you give?
Well, first off, I don't regret marrying that person, because we would not be here right now.
Yeah.
I would not know all of the amazing people who I hold very dear to my heart now. So a lot of my best friends are from the academy, and I wouldn't have the knowledge, right? I wouldn't be here. I'd be stuck in that, you know, 6-figure job, hating my life, working for the, you know, a car dealership and the government taking half of my income, right? So, so no regrets. Life lessons, I mean, there's so many. One is, there's no reason for a spouse to be a director or a shareholder on a company if they didn't put in the equal amounts of investment. There's no reason.
Right.
You know, the marriage sort of holds its own anyways for any kind of equity there. Definitely, I'm a little bit naive and soft-hearted.
I told you that as well. You're very trusting.
Very trusting.
And there were times, even on the academy, you were putting money into deals with other people, mm-hmm. not even part of the academy. And we were saying, I remember Tony had a call with you and saying, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And you were like, nah, but they seem so nice and I want to help them. And, and you have been very trusting, which is a really beautiful trait. And it's hard to say to somebody, stop being so trusting. But I think in business, the Bible says that you should be as innocent as a dove, but as wise as a serpent.
Mm.
And there's something about being innocent and pure-hearted and trusting, but also being very street smart. You have to be in business. Yeah. And I think, if nothing else, you've probably become a lot street smarter now.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, I was a little bit, sheltered and protected in Canada, right? My mom and dad are big Buddhist leaders, and I always feel like this bubble around me of safety. But, you know, I'm definitely smarter. I can say no now. That also comes with a little bit of age, right? The older you get, the less you fucking care about other people and what they think about you.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more of like, what's important? What's really important in my life? Well, relationships are important. Doing the right thing is important. Living honestly is important. Being healthy, mentally and physically, those are important. And just really appreciating everybody who's in your life and giving as much as you can back.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And do you remember when I met your mom?
Yes.
She came over for a Monopoly night and we didn't have Monopoly. tell us what happened.
So yeah, my mom came to visit me after the separation and I was on my own and it was so much fun. We were like best friends. And because I had been talking about you and Amanda in the academy for years, she wanted to meet you. And we were, you know, you were kind enough to let us stay down the road right before her flight back to Canada because she's flying out of Heathrow. So I messaged you and I said, it's Easter weekend and you're probably busy, but my mom's here and she would love to meet you and Amanda. And you're like, great, bring her over. So we couldn't believe it. We went over and it was so lovely. And then all of a sudden you're like, I want to play Monopoly. And you got on your phone and you put out, I'm going to pay anybody £2,000 to bring a Monopoly board to my home on Easter Sunday. My mom's looking at me like, what is he doing?
That was an expensive Monopoly game.
I think you ended up paying $3,000.
I did actually. Yeah. No, do you know what it was? It's because I'd invited a few people over because you came over, but there was also like Sully and there's a few other people. And we'd planned a Monopoly night because you just assume you've always got Monopoly in the house.
Yeah.
But then everybody came. He's there. We've got the cheese and crackers and wine, but no Monopoly. And I said, Amanda, where's Monopoly? She's like, oh, I thought you got it. No, I thought you got it. And the shops are all shut because it's Easter. So that was when I just did an Instagram video, Power of Network, and said, £2,000 to the first person that brings Monopoly to my house. This is my address. Bang. And within, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, there was like 5-6 cars.
One after another, after another. You're like, I got to get out of here.
First car, I said, here's your 2,000. Second guy, I'm like, bro, I've already got it. And he's so disappointed. So I'll give you 1,000 for your efforts. But everybody else, go home.
And it was so crazy because they would roll up because they'd already see cars in you. And they'd roll up and they'd shout out their window, am I too late?
Yeah,
and
you're like, I'm sorry. But that's mad. But you know what's interesting? You know when you said at the beginning of this interview, you said that a lot of people, especially online, not so much in person, but online, they'll come on and they'll start, but then they'll dwindle away.
Yeah.
In 2020, I made it my mission, and you can probably vouch for this, to have the highest success rate of students, because you can never, ever have 100% success rate. If someone goes to law school, in fact, I think the stats are only 16% of people that go to law school become lawyers.
Wow.
Which is very low. I didn't want only 16% of people that come to my training to go and get deals. I wanted to get it as high as possible. The last survey that we did, 86% are making $2,000 or more that were at the graduation that we had. So it's very high, but that's a direct result of good training, but also good coaching. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, when was it that I asked you to help with the accountability coaching stuff?
Well, the first time you asked was about 3 years ago.
Was it that long ago? Wow.
It was. We had a conversation. This is when you were going to launch the associate membership program. We had a whole conversation.
Yeah.
And you told me your idea and I thought it was brilliant. And then you asked me to join as this coach, accountability coach. And I was kind of like, no, no, it's okay. I'm good doing what I'm doing. And then you brought in Tyrone and Chantel to do that. And then they were promoted. And then you called me again and you're like, I think you need to do this. And I mean, I
bamboozled you.
I mean, you can't say no to you too many times. And I knew it was actually the right time when I needed it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so I said, yeah, let's do it. And well, it was amazing.
It took your mind off the divorce maybe a little bit.
100%. It gave me new purpose.
Yeah.
I felt that I was really making a bit of a difference because I had so much to share in terms of how to take advantage of the academy, to book in those mentor calls, to show up, to do the training, to make those phone calls. And I wanted to make sure that people knew that it was going to be hard, but it was going to be okay because they had your whole support system that you'd put into place.
Well, since 2020, since you joined the academy, we got all these success students. So we got volume one, volume two, volume three, four, volume five. These are books filled with people that have been successful. And I think that this for me is kind of like part of my legacy.
Yeah.
But I also think that it wouldn't have been possible without your help. Because for the last 3 years, yeah, I've been training people, I've been mentoring people, but you've been one of the lead accountability coaches that literally make sure people turn up.
Oh man, I'd call everybody every month.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 people every month at the beginning. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Are you finished all your live courses? No, okay. Well, next week is BRR. The following month is HMO. Are you
get on?
Log in. Yeah,
how much
get
money
on.
You made last month? What's going on?
Yeah.
So they've got me training them. They've got me doing all the mentoring and whatnot. Then we've got the lawyers, the accountants, the power team. But then we've got the success coaches. So like my sister, yourself,
Tiffany.
And there's a bunch. But I think that has revolutionized the results.
Amazing, honestly. And I keep telling people that I didn't have this when I joined the academy, right? Yeah. You have to really like pay attention to how much value you get. It's just insane. It's insane, right? Yeah. And I said, you know, you don't even know that you need it until Samuel gives it to you, like the article four checker. Yeah. We didn't know that we needed it until
quote
my refurb, right?
Yeah.
Even your AI mentor chat. It's like it's every single thing that you give us is revolutionary. Deal Connect.
We didn't even have the online training before I just created that in lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's mad how far we've come as a company. And, you know, you've obviously done great things. You've done rent to rents, you've done BRRs, you've done service accommodation. Fantastic. You've left your job. But now having you as I said before, I think there's some people that need a punch in the mouth. What are you doing? Bat. But then other people need an arm around them. And what you do is you give them that arm around them, give them that kind of pep talk and stuff. So now it's huge. And I'm really grateful, you know, to you.
Oh, thank you.
And for everything you do for the academy.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
What are your plans for the future then?
So after the divorce, you know, I'm going to like dive headfirst back into property and really start making some waves. I really love development. I love raising finance. I think I'm really good at it too.
Yeah.
So
are you a people person?
I'm 100% a people person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're talking, I forget the cameras are on. I'm just having a, it's just, you know what, I need to, all these people from these books, do you know how we do winners on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think we need to set up a podcast. A lot of people have said this. I don't know anything about podcasts. I think we need to set up a success student podcast. And everyone that goes in the book, you need to sit down with them, do a deep dive, maybe pull like a different, I'm a little bit more like bat, 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 but I think we need to, you're going to be seeing way more of Patricia on YouTube with the Academy members, because I think that there's so many lessons, isn't there, within the Academy. Like, I wish I could do winners on a Wednesday, winners on a Thursday, winners on a Friday, there's just so many. Talk about the community within the Academy.
Oh my gosh. So recently you were so kind enough to ask me to step in and support the Inner Circles.
Yes.
And I've absolutely loved it. So it sort of launched off of your Inner Circle leadership training mid-January. And now we're just at the beginning of March. And so I was so happy to be part of this group. All of the Inner Circle group leaders are just amazing humans. They're from like they just started or they're very experienced in property, but they're just so kind. You just generate this really great atmosphere, this culture of support and love. And it just starts from the top. And it's just been amazing. We've launched 9 Inner Circles.
So now we must have like, it's going to be 30 soon.
It's going to be 30 soon. We're at 25. And then you said, okay, let's slow down and let's concentrate on those. Yeah. And so we're like really developing them.
So that's 25 different cities across the country, as far as Scotland, down to Devon, and everywhere in between, where academy members meet with local academy members.
Yep.
As well as the big stuff and the big things that we do at Heathrow and all the Zoom meetings and the masterminds, and that now they can meet with their local. That's just awesome.
And they love it. They love it. Adam Barker sent me a message saying, I can't tell you how much I love the inner circles. Everybody just, we have such a great time on our WhatsApp group chat with all the leaders. They're so excited. So the two latest ones are in London, right? Shepherd's Bush and Canary Wharf. Cotswolds is happening. They're launching theirs tomorrow. I'm going to go to Reading's the next day.
Wow.
They're not supposed to know, but
this will probably come out after anyway.
Okay. but yeah, they absolutely love it. And I've got like 5-6 groups ready to go, but I've just like Sheffield, Nottingham, like
it's so nice Derby. As well, isn't it? Like seeing the growth in people, seeing people like even people like some of these 16, 17, 18 year olds.
It's amazing.
And then you've got the 60, 70 year olds leaving their jobs, changing their life through finance. But it's not just about the money. It's also about the people, the community, the love, the network.
Yeah.
But Patricia, I really appreciate you. Thank you for finally coming on Winners on a Wednesday.
Thank you so
much. We need to get you more on YouTube, so we'll have a conversation about that. What's the best way if people want to reach out to you? Are you on Instagram?
I am.
Patricia Loves Property, right?
That's right. Patricia Loves Property.
So it's at Patricia Loves Property. So if you've got messages, if you want to message Patricia and talk to her and see how you can get involved, message Patricia. She's absolute legend. Please don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you want to come down to a Property Investors Crash Course, even if you live in Canada, it's okay. It's worth the trip, isn't it?
100%.
So come down. Tickets are £1. I'll leave a link in the description. Thanks for listening. God bless. See you next time.